and girls, their pictures and drawings they did, their trophies and ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride, and there's a stack of old Valentine cards, I love you, is written inside. Well, there's a hat, something borrowed, and a veil, something new. There's a Bible, something old, and there's a letter, it's something blue. There's a letter, it's something blue. Came on a day, turned black, a grateful nation informs you, your first lieutenant, he's not coming back. There are Valentine cards, there are Valentine cards, some flowers carefully dried. There are Valentine cards, there are Valentine cards, I love you is written inside. There's a woman, puts things in boxes, keepsakes mostly of her kids. There are snapshots of gap-toothed boys and girls, there are pictures and drawings they did, and there are trophies and ribbons, an old newspaper clip, the young bride, and there's a stack of old Valentine cards, I love you is written inside. Or as a stack of old Valentine cards, I love you is written inside.
Sam Baker with Boxes. That's found on Pretty World on Blue Limestone Music. Steve Goodman before that. My Old Man from No Big Surprise, the Steve Goodman Anthology on Red Pajamas Records. And Terry Hendricks with the title track From the Ring. It's on Willowry Records. Joe Jenks singing a song about his father. All the pieces from The Candle and the Flame on Joe's own label, Turtle Bear Music. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batista. It's a privilege and an honor to come into the studio every Sunday and to share the music I love with you. I appreciate your company on this Sunday afternoon. Today's a special edition of All Things Folk as we are honoring men and women who have served in uniform for Veterans Day. I have another hour to go. Lots more music. Thank you. let you know, next week, All Things Folk will be preempted for Anatomy of the Ear. But I will be on the air during the 11 o'clock hour featuring Texas songwriters. I invite you to join WRCT all weekend, however, with lots of great music, lots of great features. It's 4 o'clock. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, Iris DeMent.
There's a wall in Washington. Here's a song of mine Johnny Cash did. Well, I used to hang out down by the VFW home. Lord, I was staring at the photographs up on the wall of all the boys in the neighborhood who died back in World War II. And a hand letter sign that said, remember our Jimmy McGrew. Yeah, well, Jimmy went to Nam back in 1965. And there's a lot of men here think that Jimmy McGrew's still alive. They carved his name on a stone down in Washington, D.C. But his brother said that stone don't mean a damn thing to me. And it's Veterans Day. Lord, the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. Well, there's a hot rain falling on the back streets of Saigon. And there's a white man running down the alley with his mama's son. But Lord, his eyes are cloudy and his arms are black and blue. And he's hanging by a thread and he looks like our Jimmy McGrew. And it's Veterans Day. Lord, the skies are gray. Leave your uniforms home, boys, ain't gonna be a parade. But we'll fill up a glass for the ones who didn't make it through. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew. Yeah, leave a light in the window tonight for Jimmy McGrew.
Pull up a chair. It's Breakfast for Dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Power pop, pump, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Saturday night, 6 to 7 p.m. only on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming live at WRCT.org.
I was bound to something bigger and more important than a single human life. I wore my uniform with honor. My service was not a sacrifice. What saves you in the battle can kill you at home. A soldier, soldier in arms. You don't fight. You fight for the ones by your side. And they do the same for you. single human life. I wore my uniform with honor, and my service was not a sacrifice.
Too much of Angel's car when I'd hear it rumbling down Prospect Boulevard. It was a Ford Fairlane that had seen its best days, all rust and smoke and dents with unresponsive brakes. It had a top that leaked whenever it did rain, with moldy magazines in a backseat full of stains. But Angel was my friend, and friends never ask any questions. I never knew a lot of what Angel did, how he paid his bills, or exactly where he lived. He'd just show up at my house with a case of Miller beer and a stack of blues CDs that he wanted me to hear. There was a tattoo of a cobra and sword on his right arm. He told me one hot night that he got in Vietnam. Beard did grow, and just like me, he was a Scorpio. His hair was long and black in a ponytail down his back. He wore a biker jacket that was ripped and lined with cracks. He had the saddest eyes that could look so far away, like a hellhound chased his soul every night and every day. But Angel was my friend, and friends never ask any questions. It was sometime in the fall, there was color in the trees. I heard a knocking on my door and saw three state police. "Are you a friend of Angel's?" one said as he touched his gun. I said, "Of course I am. Can you tell me exactly what he's done?" "He tried to rob a 7-Eleven right at 4 a.m. last night. The security camera caught him squarely in its sight." Angel was my friend, and friends never answer any questions. The fat cop said he dropped a toy gun on the floor. I guess he never expected there'd be a real one in the store. Prince is shot twice. He must have hit that thug. Angel left behind him his own dark trail of blood. He took off in a fair lane into the rain and wind. If you know where he is, you better tell us. There's an all-point bulletin. But Angel was my friend, and friends never answer any questions. The forest, it appeared he bled to death in the front seat by the steering wheel, with a note to me that read, I'll leave you all my possessions, including your favorite car, my Medal of Honor from Vietnam, my doctorate from Harvard Law. I never could get my life together after Saigon, it seemed. These last 18 years, they all passed by like a dream. But you were always my friend, and you never asked me any questions.
Pacheco. Song titled Angel. That's found on The Best of Tom Pacheco, Volume 1. It's on Frog's Claw Recordings. Mary Gaucher, Soldiering On from Rifles and Rosary Beads on 30 Tigers. And Tom Russell, Veterans Day from Old Songs Yet to Sing on Frontera Records. And we heard our estimate. Starting at the top of the hour with There's a Wall in Washington from The Way I Should on Warner Brother Records. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. Behind me now, Allison Brown. Here joined by Steve Martin with a song called Foggy Boarding Breaking. So on banjo's her release. Allison Brown's in the concert this Friday, November 15th at the Original Pittsburgh Winery, part of the Calliope series. This is John Gorka.
My father met Eleanor Rose. died. My father joined the Leathernecks to stay out of the mines. The new Marine was just 15 in 1939. There were medals and malaria, the South Pacific War, through jungles that were paradise and were paradise no more. Soldiers fight. Soldiers die, soldiers live to wonder why. Semper Fi, Fee Fo Fum, look out, peace time, here we come.
This is written by a guy named Peter LaForge. Well, come gather around me, people. A story I'd like to tell about a brave young Indian that you should remember well. A tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and noble band that farmed the Phoenix Valley and down in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 10,000 years the sparkling waters rushed. The white man stole the water rights. All the running waters hushed. Iowa's folks go hungry, and their farms grow crops of weeds. When war came, Iowa volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, and only 27 lived to walk back down again. When that fight was over, when Old Glory raised, among the men that held her high was an Indian Ira Hayes. Well, Ira came back a hero. He was celebrated throughout the land. He is wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. He's just a Pima Indian, had no money, no home, no chance. In Arizona, no one cared what Ira had done. It's when did the Indians dance? So Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, all alone in this land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water and a lonesome ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty down in the ditch where Ira died.
When the postman delivered the letter, it filled her dear heart full of joy. But she didn't know till she read the inside. It was the last one from her darling boy. Dear Mom was the way that it started. I miss you so much, it went on. But Mom, I didn't know that I loved you so. But I prove it when this war is done. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. I'll finish this letter the first chance I get. but now I'll just say I love you. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. Mom, you know as you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes. But they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her darling had died. That night as she knelt by her bedside, she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons that are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free.
Back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, and the big fool set to push on. Oh, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, I once forded this river but a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but keep on slugging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. The sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Oh, don't be such a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, and the big fool said to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. We just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. Oh, we stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the river was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream and joined the big muddy about a mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to push on. Maybe you're still walking and you're still talking and you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, that old feeling comes back on, that we're waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, tall man of the over his head. Waist deep
in the big money, and the big bulls has to push on.
Just heard from John McCutcheon with a Pete Seeger song, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. That's from Everyone in All the World, a celebration of Pete Seeger. It's on Appleseed Productions. Ramblin' Jack Elliott before that with a Ernest Tubbs song, Soldier's Last Letter. That's found on Kerouac's Last Dream on Appleseed Recordings. And Townes Van Zandt, part of my feature next week for Texas Songwriters. It's a different song, however, but we did hear Ira Hayes from the Highway Kind, Peter LaFarge tune. That's on Sugar Hill Records. John Gorka from Jack's Crows on Windham Hill Records with Semper Fi. Now that wraps up that set. I'll remind you that WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. A little more Alison Brown in concert this Friday, part of the Clive series at the Original Winery. Helping Alison out in that song is Stuart Duncan. Well, let's get back into the music, shall we? One more group of songs. We're going to start it off with my feature record today, Mary Gaucher, Rifles and Rosary Beads. Here's a song called Still on the Ride. Like I'm 90 years old.
you I know. You're pushing me forward and you'll never let go. I shouldn't be here, you shouldn't be gone. But it's not up to me who dies and who carries on. So I sit in my room and I close my eyes.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
We'll rally around the flag, boys, rally once again. Shout in the battle cry of freedom. We'll rally from the hillside and we'll gather from the plain. Shout in the battle cry of freedom. We will welcome to our numbers the loyal, true, and brave.
freedom. And though he may be poor, not a man shall be a slave. Shout in the battle cry of freedom.
The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor, up with the star. While we rally around the flag, boys, rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
So we're springing to the call from the east and from the west. To the land we love the best, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Yes, we'll rally around the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will rally from the hillside, and we'll gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
They say no man's left behind, but that ain't true. They hate it that they need us, but they do. They lose their fingers, lose their limbs. We try to love them back together again. They say no man's left behind, but that ain't true. And they're hurt in places that the eye can't see. We miss the man our husband used to be. The military breaks their heart. We're there when they fall apart. They're hurt in places that the eye can't see. And we're stronger together. On the good, that's all we've got. It don't look like much, but we know it's a lot. Every time we say goodbye could be the last time we see him alive. So we focus on the good, that's all we've got. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. News is good news back at home. When they're mission ready at their best, we take care of all the rest. EOD wives don't sit by the phone. And we're
Well, we had a couple more tracks from that great Mary Gaucher record, Rifles and Rosary Beads, where she collaborated with veterans in an effort for them to tell their stories. Stronger Together, we ended, and began that set with Still on the Ride. We had Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag, from Life, that on Columbia Legacy Records, and Eric Taylor, joined by Vince Bell and Stephen Fromholtz and Susan Linfors, Rally Round the Flag. Eric Taylor was a veteran. He served two tours in Vietnam. Not many people know about that. Hollywood Pocket Knife is his release. And, of course, we ended with Mary Gaucher, Stronger Together. Mary's new book, a very interesting account of her songwriting and also her collaborations and her philosophy on, well, making songs. I want to dedicate today's program to the memory of my late father, who served with the Marine Corps in the South Pacific during the war. I want to invite you to stay tuned for A Course in Miracles, that coming up at 5 o'clock. If you have an interest in the playlist, it's available on our website at wrct.org. And just as a reminder, I am preempted next week for Anatomy of the Year, but I will be on during the 11 o'clock hour featuring Texas songwriters. So I look forward to seeing you then. See you on the radio. For WRCT, this is Ken Batiste, and say so long. Thanks for listening. I always appreciate your company.
WRCT Pittsburgh, it's A Course in Miracles live here for the next 2 hours. Hope you'll stay tuned.